Among the ongoing programs that they have are population control programs, which involve the forced sterilization of millions of women every year.
Where's that happen?
Africa, South America, India, Indonesia, and that's under U.S. pressure, and in China under their own pressure.
So the U.S. is pressuring Indonesia to engage in forced sterilization.
It's a condition of getting foreign aid funds. In the 1960s, remnants of the pre-war eugenics movement reorganized around the slogan of population control. And they always fit their ideas to fit the time. So they said population control was necessary to win the Cold War, that excessive growth of population in the Third World would provide masses for the Communist World Revolution. And so that the U.S. should make population control part of its foreign policy. And in 1966, laws were passed that mandated that U.S. foreign aid funds should be linked to population control. The Johnson administration denied famine aid to India in 1967 unless Indira Gandhi implemented forced sterilization programs, which she did. And this was then done in many other countries with horrific consequences. In every place where it's been implemented, it's always the dominant race in the local place doing it to the subservient race, the Brahmins against the untouchables in Ceylon, the Sinhalese against the Tamils in Peru. This has been horrific, and it is still going on.
And so, it's still